This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan. Ryan Wilson goes around the NFL with us. Trade deadline day at 11, 12 minutes from now. Chris Russell on the Redskins. And this news on Garoppolo to the 49ers and what it means for Kirk Cousins at 1 o'clock. Redskins Survivor. We play each and every week on Grant and Danny. If you are new to the show, where you been, go to Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Give us a like. Be a regular for Redskins Survivor. The only way to vote is on our Facebook page. Again, Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Start of the year, we pick 17 Redskins. 8 on offense, 8 on defense, 1 specialist. End of the year, after we boot someone off the island every single week, only one Redskin remains based on their 16 games. Who stays? Who goes home? You give somebody immunity, you vote somebody off. The votes are already flocking in, flying through the turnstiles. Redskin Survivor back for week 8. John Allen voted off last week. Jordan Reed is immune, and he'll need it because he got hurt and didn't help that much.
One catch
this past week. So here's who's left on Redskin Survivor. On offense, you can vote off or give immunity to Kirk Cousins. You can not vote off Jordan Reed, who will be around next week. You can vote off or give immunity to Trent Williams, who did not play this past week. Vote off or give immunity to Morgan Moses, who gutted through injury and chased down a blocked field goal some 80 yards. On defense, Josh Norman back on the field, still available. Bashaud Breeland out with an injury this week, an option. DJ Swearinger played much better this week than last week. Barely survived, I think, last week, by the way, after his worst game of the season. Ryan Kerrigan had multiple sacks, could be in the running for immunity. Preston Smith, still an option. Zach Brown and Mason Foster, both still available as well. Not surprisingly, way more players on defense left than offense. Yeah. Defense has been more celebrated. But Mason Foster, out for the year, probably not long for the island at this point. So, we'll give you our votes a little bit later in the show. You can vote Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Top of your head, though, Danny, who do you think's in trouble? Who do you think may get immunity?
Mason Foster's probably in trouble, injured, lost for the season, and it stinks. Now, again, you're down to the nitty-gritty where you can't just have a terrible performance.
If like you Terrell get Pryor, hurt, you're out.
Yeah, Terrell Pryor smacking passes to the ground, refusing to catch them, or you know, not blocking or not even trying at times. He's long gone, so now it's kind of the, well, what do we do? I mean, Morgan Moses is playing on 2 broken ankles, and he sprinted 90 yards to stop somebody. But Ryan Kerrigan battled through a groin to have 2 sacks. It's getting down, as I said, to times where it's no longer fair. It's no longer good reasons for voting somebody off. So Mason Foster's probably the guy that's in danger. In terms of immunity, you can pick a couple of the guys that I just mentioned there. Moses is a great nominee. Kerrigan was terrific this week. Zach Brown, another 15-tackle game. It's what he does.
I think Foster may survive this week. Thank you, Tommy. But someone who's out, maybe it's Breeland, maybe it's Williams, is going to get sent home. It should be Foster, though, because he's out for the whole year, and those guys may be back in the next week or two. So we'll update you as the votes continue to come in, and we'll give you our final verdicts and selections a little bit later on. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Justin's in Springfield, wants to talk Cousins, Garoppolo, Niners, Skins. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was thinking about this. I'm looking, trying to look past just the first move, and well, what if the 49ers got Garoppolo just to get some tape for him? So before the end of the season, they make a trade or they do something with the Redskins to get Cousins, and then the Redskins get Garoppolo. What do you think of that?
I mean, the deadline's today, so he's a free agent at the end of the year. You wouldn't be able to move him again until at the end of the year when he's a pending free agent. I think it would make it difficult. It's not the craziest thing I've ever heard. I would say it's kind of fantasy football. It's out there. At this point, the most likely resolution is that either A, signs a long-term deal with San Francisco, or B, they rent him for a few months, don't work something out, and he hits the open market.
Because if he ends up not signing there after you give up a second-round pick for a team that needs talent, everywhere, talking about San Francisco.
Right.
That is a disaster.
But
don't you have to assume some type
of indication he wants to stay there before you make this deal?
I got to believe that's the case.
You have to.
I haven't seen that. Now, I've been looking for it. Maybe there's an article
I don't think that's going to come out. I don't know that it's legal. I'm saying that his agent talks to Kyle Shanahan, or his agent talks to an executive, whether it's Lynch or York, and they go, here's the deal, man. We got a shot to give up a second rounder in New England to make this happen. We're not doing that unless we know that Garoppolo would like San Fran, likes Kyle's offense, and would want to re-sign here at about this rate. And the agent goes, yeah, we could work something out, I'm sure. Okay, cool. Let's do the deal.
Right.
If you didn't have that conversation, as illegal as it is, I think you probably did it wrong if you're San Francisco.
But you've got to have some feeling he's going to sign.
Let me get your reaction to what I said last segment. And if you missed it, I'll sum it up in 30 seconds here. I don't think there is any resolution to the Kirk Cousins scenario this offseason that does not come down to a transition tag. In the past, we have correctly predicted on this show two franchise tags.
Mm-hmm.
There will not be a third tag this year. There will be a first transition tag. I cannot imagine that they franchise him. I think the chances of that are like 2%. And the only reason they're 2% is because the Redskins do a lot of things that don't make any sense on this
right.
front. So I have to leave open some possibility. So you're saying there's a chance.
You're telling me there's a chance.
They transition him. They let other teams set the market, whether that's lower than we think, and it comes back around $24 million, which would be great news for the Redskins. I don't see how that would ever happen. Or it's higher than we think, closer to $28, $29 million, which is more likely. And they say, you know what, we're not going to sign you. Or it's right about where it should be, which is $26.5 to $27.5 million based on that transition tag per year with all the guaranteed money. And then they decide right then and there, okay, he got this deal from Jacksonville. Do we want to match it and keep him here? That's how I think this finally ends, and I think it happens this offseason.
I think that's the most likely. That's the most likely. But there are, if you're ranking the scenarios, like you're putting on the board in Vegas, right? Scenario number one is what you just laid out, is that it is the transition. That's what they do. They give him the transitional tag. Again, very, very different than the franchise tag. That's number one. Number two, I think the second most likely scenario is that franchise tag. Incorrect, wrong, as it was this year, as it would be this coming season. Incorrect, stupid, dumb to do. You're killing your own market, your own long-term security, undermining the player, et cetera. It's wrong. It's stupid. But that's what they continue to do, the wrong and stupid thing, when they've had opportunities to do different. Scenario three is they finally say, you know what? We're just not going to do it. We have too many holes, too many needs, too many guys on one-year deals. This price is just getting outrageous. And by the way, given all their mistakes of the past, we would crush them for all those past mistakes. But when you start talking $27, $28, $29 million a year for a guy that's not a Hall of Famer, I can understand one.
Dude, I've said this over and over again. Everyone assumes I'm just writing him a blank check. I would not spend $30 million a year.
Right.
For Kirk Cousins, or really any quarterback not named Rodgers or Brady, for the record. I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't spend probably $27 million. I think the boat has kind of left. It's not the barn. Where do boats get tied up? The dock?
The boat has left the dock, yeah.
The boat has left the dock?
It's no longer at the dock.
I think the boat is sailing over the horizon in the ocean. How do you like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where we are.
Yeah.
Unless you can get something done for cheaper with San Francisco out because he just wants to be here. By the way, not the case. Not that he doesn't want to be here, but that he's just going to stay for cheap because you've been so nice to him over all these years. Nope. Then this is going to be tough to have end without you overpaying, as we've been saying for a couple years. Ryan Wilson joins us next. He covers the NFL abroad for CBS Sports. We'll ask him about the Jimmy Garoppolo deal. How much better does it make San Fran? Will he stay with the 49ers? That's a big question. Is he any good? I think that's still a question
that's
everyone
question.
Just assumes they know the answer to. Also, the Eagles have added a pretty good running back. You're listening to Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.